seca, todo el mundo en pandilla, en la discoteca.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Andy Munoz of the RSL Show. Today, I'm joined by Joshua Clark.
What's up, everybody?
And we got the junior producer,
Isaac Munoz. What's up, guys?
Spoke.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the lighting or you just look. You look yellow.
It's the Bad Bunny shirt reflecting off the green hat.
It could be
in between. Yeah.
Yeah, like your white balance is off.
That's kind of scary.
Do you have COVID?
No, I don't.
No, dude, he's like me, because if I'm sick and if anyone says, like, oh, you don't look too good, then my anxiety is through the roof, bro.
My hands are pretty sweaty right now.
Yeah. Anyways, hey, we're back here with really, really cool news, RSL Show related. Josh, we spoke about this.
We did.
We wanted to do something that's never been done before. And we think the timing is right. So let's just talk about it.
All right, go for it.
All right, the RSL show is over, guys. We're done. It's finished. No, I'm kidding. We officially have an intern for... I told you, I said, hey, if it goes well, it'd be like co-host. Yeah? The suspense, dude. I don't want to say your name yet. I don't even want to say who you are yet. Yeah. Anyways, let me just say what I want to say first. I pay attention to a lot of RSL stuff out there, podcasts, people in the space, and I think that this person in front of me to my left shows a lot of promise. Mm-hmm. I think he does a fantastic job. I noticed him. I feel like...
Look at you being a godfather. Yeah, I noticed him.
Yeah, I noticed
him. Did some good work.
Good drive, very intellectual. Very smart with soccer, tactically gifted.
Everything we're not.
And so I got excited because I said, hey, look, there's a young dude who can come in and help the RSL show. Mm-hmm. A lot of fans have been asking for like a third host, a third voice, more tactics. But I also think that this person is going to bring an edge when it comes to working hard to cover RSL. And then also kind of open up opportunities for this person. We're not saying not yet. Don't talk yet, dude. I think it's going to be great because he wants to work in sports and the RSL show. I personally am going to see to it, work hard, that you are put in opportunities where you can grow that for yourself and accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. We're going to get you in front of players, in front of staff, in front of coaches. There's going to be cameras on you. You'll be doing interviews. You'll be at the stadium. You'll be at the press box. You'll be sideline, all these things. And you have a great team. I believe that with what I do, with what Josh does, even junior producer over here, I think that this is just going to be a really, really good thing for you, but also for the RSL show. And so, drum roll, everybody. Josh, get off your phone, bro. We're having a moment. All right, so the person that we selected for the RSL show internship, which we didn't even do like an apply or anything like that, is a good friend of the show already. He's with El Show RSL. I'm just like dragging this thing out.
Right.
Got his beginnings at El Show RSL, and that person's name is Alex Napolis. Alex, welcome to the RSL show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. It's an honor, and it's a great opportunity for me, like you said, and I'm very, very happy and very excited to be here with you guys.
Cool. Alex is the new guy.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked. I'm stoked.
Yeah, junior producer stoked. How are you feeling about it, Josh?
Hey, it's all good things, man.
Yeah. Good vibes?
Yeah, good vibes. RSL show, just, you know, making moves, continuing to grow.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to take one of theirs so we can stay number one.
No. So to be clear, El Show RSL is a wonderful podcast. They do Spanish content. But let's throw this back to Alex, and I want you guys to kind of get to know Alex, who you will hear consistently on the show, see on social media. So Alex, you want to work in sports. That's one of the things that you told me when we spoke on the phone. So how did you get involved with El Show RSL? Let's start there, then we'll talk about your Real Salt Lake fandom.
I mean, to be honest, like, I literally one day decided to DM Carlos, who Carlos Artiles, who is the kind of the head of the El Show. Him and Joseph do a phenomenal job. And one day I just DM'd him on Twitter. I said, hey, I'm very interested in coming into a sports career, and I wanted to kind of do something with that. And he was super awesome. He was just like, hey, come on the show with us one day. We'll see what you got. We'll see what you can do. And literally within, I want to say the first week, he was just like, all right, you're on. You're staying.
That easy, huh?
That easy, man.
And how do you like it? Like, how do you like reporting on Real Salt Lake? I mean, obviously, I know you're a fan and you follow the team. So before I guess you went, before you talking about like how you like it and you like the role, how did you become like an RSL fan? When did you start following Real Salt Lake?
To be honest, I started following Real Salt Lake from the second I can remember. Obviously, my dad was a big soccer fan. He's the one who put soccer into me. We followed Chivas from Liga MX a lot. I mean, that was my favorite team growing up. And then probably around the 2009 season, possibly the one before that, 2008, when they were like first opening the stadium, my dad was like, I mean, we'd gone to Rice Eccles games before, but like I didn't really follow RSL. But it wasn't until Rio Tinto Stadium opened up where we would consistently go to Rio Tinto, where I was like, hey, this is my home team. Like, this is, I'm going to be following this team. And that's kind of where my love and my passion for RSL like started, was there. And I mean, I've been since that moment, like I've been through everything with this club, man. The 2009 championship, the 2013 run in the Open Cup, the 2013 run in the playoffs, the 2011 run in the Champions League. I was there for every single one of those games. So I mean,
you went to Kansas City?
Didn't go to Kansas City.
All right, I was going to say, how cold were you? I wanted to know because I
didn't go to Kansas City. I would have loved to, but I mean, as a 13-year-old, like it wasn't really a possibility.
As a 13-year-old.
Yeah. But ooh-wee. I was there for all the playoff games that year. I was there for the U.S. Open Cup final that year. And it just kind of as I've gotten older, like I've personally like gone to games with my siblings, with my family. 2018, 2019 season, I went to every game.
Cool.
That year, every home game. And yeah, just my love for this team is deep.
That's pretty dope. So why Chivas?
That's my dad's team.
Well, why is it your dad's team?
His whole family's from there.
From Guadalajara?
From Guadalajara.
Bro, our family's from Guadalajara, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Bro, that's why, man. That was the connection.
Our grandma's brother played for Chivas.
Oh, really?
El Mudo.
Yeah, they call him El Mudo. He wouldn't talk much. He was a defender. Yeah. In, like, the 40s.
Scary. Yeah, that is scary.
One of my great uncles was there a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
My dad really doesn't really talk about it, but he's somewhere. He was somewhere in the academy.
That's dope,
academy.
Man.
Well, I can confirm that my family is not from Guadalajara.
Yeah, I know, dude.
But I like Chivas. So
you're the majority all of a sudden, or the minority.
I'm the minority.
Yeah, that's right.
Got Mitch the Dutchman.
Yeah. Yeah, Mitch is still with us, Portland. Yeah, you three and me. That's the name of the show now.
You three and me.
No, I'm kidding, man. Tell us, Alex, so you've been here for, like, essentially the beginning, right? So walk us through, like, who was your favorite player when you first started supporting the club? And then I would say, like, when the team was at their peak, and I think you know what era I'm talking about when I say peak, right? And, like, who is probably your favorite player on the squad now? So when you first started supporting, and I guess it might blend in and it might be the same person around that 2009-14 run. Who was, like, the person for you?
I think when I first started. When I played, I loved playing goalie. And so, obviously, naturally, as a child, like, I levitated towards the goalie. And so Nick Raimondo was my favorite. You know, as the keeper. As time kind of went on, though, and I started getting a better understanding of the game and learning the game a little bit more, it had to be Javier Morales, because the work that Javier Morales has done for this club is incredible. Arguably one of the best players to ever play in this league.
Dude, you're look at Josh's face. He's so impressed. All right, keep going. Keep going. Did we make a good choice?
So far.
So far.
We'll see.
All right, yeah,
will tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turn.
All right, keep going. So Raimondo, Javi.
Yeah, definitely Javi. And I mean, you got to give love and respect to Kyle Beckerman as well, for what he's done for this club. Kind of now, I guess, looking at the kind of a perspective of the looking at just like the level and the form that this team's playing right now, I have to give it to Pablo Ruiz. Pablo Ruiz is probably one of the most underrated players in this league right now, and the work and the ethic that he does for Real Salt Lake at this moment is insane.
Interesting. It's a curveball.
Yeah.
Yeah? You agree with that?
I mean, he's not my favorite right now, but he is underrated.
Yeah.
But I also think he's a little overrated.
Yeah. All right. So you guys will have something to argue about, man. So big Pablo Ruiz fan. Have you met him before?
We have, yes. We've spoken to him a couple times on El Show.
Dude, they get all the good guests.
I know. I really need to do like some Duolingo so we can get on that train.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, the cool thing about Alex, too, obviously you're bilingual. So I have big plans for you when it comes to being in like the media pressers and, you know, going and like asking questions in English and Spanish. I think that's going to be a really cool way to bridge and just kind of, you know, basically give the content, allow the other side. And when I say the other side, it's like the people, like the non-Spanish speakers. Mm-hmm. Because it clicked for me, dude. I remember I was doing an interview with Marcelo Silva, like at training. And he's been on the team for so long. And I'm holding a microphone up to him. I'm like, damn, this is the first time I'm hearing his voice. Mm-hmm. And he's a really cool guy. Like, he's legit, right? So that's what I get the most excited for. But what's been like, you know, probably one of the coolest moments that you've experienced – basically starting like your, I'm just going to say it's like a kind of a journalistic career, you know, podcasting and talking with the players. Like, what's been a cool moment for you from the moment that you've started to do this? It could be like talking to a specific player or a moment. Like, what's the coolest thing that's happened to you so far?
I've only been doing this since February. So I mean, it hasn't really.
Yeah. We hopped on it, dude. Yeah.
I haven't really had a much of an opportunity to get out there too much, but just having a guy like, I mean, and we're gonna go with Marcelo Silva. Having him, he was one of my first interviews on El Show, and just kind of the way he presented himself and talking to us, it was surreal because I was like, wow, I'm here. Like, this is amazing. I'm doing this. Another big thing I think for me was talking to one of my childhood legends, Fernando Fiore, who we had on El Show RSL.
That's a big guest. That's cool. That's a big guest, cool, bro.
My good friend Chiqui Pelaez was able to get him on El Show.
Don't talk about Cheeky on our social show.
No, we do. We love Cheeky.
Rule number two.
Yeah, rule number two.
We already told you rule number one off air.
Rule number two, no Cheeky.
I won't mention him by name.
No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. I love Cheeky.
Yeah, he's a legend, bro.
He was able to bring Fernando Fiore onto the show and just talking. I mean, I will remember waking up every Sunday. My dad was like watching Univision or whatever, and República Deportiva, which is the show that he's probably most famous for, was on every Sunday morning. And I remember watching that with my dad. And so just being able to sit down and have a chat with him and kind of, you know, hear about his career and, you know, for him kind of to give me advice on this, it was just super surreal. I can't even describe like that moment. It was amazing.
He's like the John Madden.
Yeah, for real.
He's like the John Madden of
even I know who he is.
Football. Yeah. What's my coolest moment?
Yeah,
from
what's
doing
your
all of this?
Since you started with us, what's your funnest?
Over the freaking 6-7 years, dude.
Yeah, just RSL show though, not all this other cool stuff you're doing, but just RSL show.
RSL show, the coolest moment for me. I think it's the relationships that it's led to outside of being like a podcaster. I wouldn't even call myself a journalist because I don't think I am. Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it's just the relationship outside. Like I got to go do some work with like Nick Raimondo, like went to lunch with him, had a beer, like talking about a project a while back. So that was cool. Right. Cause like I kind of idolized him too when I was younger. I guess I would sum it up to that, man. RSL show for me has opened the doors to working with Major League Soccer in Espanol. So I think I'm going to say that that's probably the coolest thing because weekly I'm talking to people in New York with Major League Soccer. They've offered to like send me to different games and I get to cover different teams. And there's been talks about like, hey, what are you doing for work? Like, can you see this full time? You know, little things like that. And I just would have never thought that by doing a podcast that it would lead to all these cool things.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's the coolest one for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, having lunch with Nick Raimondo is pretty dope, but like opening the door to Major League Soccer,
that's pretty big.
Pretty dope. Yeah. What about you, Josh? Let's talk about you. What's the coolest thing for you, man?
Probably just the connections too, man.
Yeah. Like
the networking, really. Like Fan Fridays, having people come out and like hang out with us.
Yeah.
Like 200 people show up.
The last time we did
it. Who would have thought? Yeah, it was pre-COVID.
You guys
need
to do another one.
We do need to do another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Having Natum sit across from us, like, in person. Whoa. Weird, you know? Like, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, just little moments like that. But, yeah, overall, just the connections we've made, the friendships we've made with people I never thought I'd be friends with, you know?
Yeah, but I got to regress. Like, meeting Nick Raimondo was cool, but actually, like, making a best friend out of
Jack
Blake.
I was
going to
say, you can't leave Jack out, yeah.
Like, literally, like, that's my boy. Like, we talk daily, you know? Got to meet his family, his kid, all that stuff.
Help him move.
Help him move, go down, you know, watch games, like, talk to that guy daily, and I love that guy. Like, that, he was the dude that we had on the podcast where I was just like, hey, do you need help videoing? And then he opened that whole door for me again.
He shot his shot.
Yeah, so I went to go, like, video and edit for him, and so he kind of got me back into it, so I love that guy. Like, all the cool stuff that's happened with me, like with my video career, is 100% because of Jack Blake.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, excuse me. I love that guy. Oh. Like, I love
rule
that dude.
Three. We're on KSL.
One of my best friends for sure.
Rule number three.
Yeah,
he's giving me the talk.
Yeah, so we're here. What about you, Isaac?
Yeah, Isaac.
Well, I don't want to one up you guys, but I did meet Luis Silva, and that was really cool because I liked it when he came. I mean, I was like, oh, DC trade for Alvaro Saborillo.
Yeah,
yeah, but I got to meet him.
Really?
Yeah, I had a conversation with him.
Yeah,
first or second time?
The first or second? No,
the first time.
What are you talking about?
The first
about?
Time was they traded Luis Silva for.
Yeah, and then he went to Tigres.
And then he went to Tigres, and then he came back.
Yeah.
No, he's back. So yeah,
Isaac, he lives here now.
Yeah, so yeah. Isaac's been going around with me because we're going to make him the best producer.
Yeah.
In Salt Lake City,
I had a conversation with Luis Silva. So top that.
Yeah, that Boom. Was that was. I guess that was really cool for him.
That is cool.
Yeah,
for
that's
him.
No, one of his
if
idols.
If it's cool for him, then I'm pumped for him.
So yeah, so Alex, I hope you see that just as like motivation. There's cool things that you could accomplish individually with the RSL show, but also we put so much pride and effort into what we do to try and be the best content delivery source. My vision, like I said, is we want to pump up video. We want to be way more involved with the club, and we want to be consistent. So I think that you're going to be a big piece of that, and I think it's a really cool time to come in with the RSL show. We're happy to have you, man.
Yeah. I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah.
And funny enough, before I DM'd El Show RSL and Carlos Artiles, I was thinking about hitting you guys up, and I was like, hey, you guys are doing great. What can I do to start?
Well, why
and
didn't
now,
you?
Here we are.
Why didn't
all
you?
All these months later.
We probably would have told him to kick rocks.
We probably, yeah. We would have seen your profile picture and be like, who's this guy, bro?
Who is young?
Who's Alex Nopales, bro?
Young. We're old. Like,
who is this kid? No, I'm just kidding. No, I know. It's well played, man. It's a good game
dude.
Of chess,
you
bro.
Leveraged.
Yeah.
Respect.
You got to think ahead.
Yeah. It was really good. You know, it's yeah, anyways. I remember when you had tweeted and said that you were going to be joining El Show RSL. It was just cool, and then you know, obviously seeing like watching and listening to the content, I'm like, "Okay, kid's got it." So welcome, intern.
Thank you. Yeah. That means welcome. A lot, honestly. Thank
yeah.
you. Appreciate it.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. You're still an intern. Cool. Well, hey, let's while we're here. So, yeah, everybody go follow – before we get started, go follow Alex. Alex, what's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Napolis Alex, NapolesAlex. You can find me there on Twitter. I usually post about the club
cool. And
post in Spanish and English for everybody to see.
Dope. Love that. We'll make sure we get you access to Twitter.
We can add him as intern in the bio on the RSL show.
Yeah.
So people can find you easily.
We'll do that. Cool, man. I got to ask you, did you ever listen to the RSL show before, though?
I did. I did. I remember the first time I ever listened to it was years ago.
When it was bad, right?
When Jake was the 2 out of 10 would not recommend.
Oh, so we were starting
that,
to get better
that whole,
at that point.
That whole thing.
Look at this.
He's got the 2 10
out of 10. There
you
go.
2 out of 10
is perfect, man.
I don't even remember how long ago that was.
That was at least 4 years ago.
Do you remember the dogs barking?
The dogs? No, I don't think
in the
no.
background. Yeah, it was so
that's
bad.
My favorite episode.
I don't think I do.
Yeah, just like timing, man, was so bad.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I talked to Jake today. I also let Jake know that we were bringing you on, and he was like, "Cool." He checked you out on Twitter, and he was like, "He looks like he's 13 years old," is what he said. So we gotta look at your profile picture, and, bro. What is
so that? In 2013 when he was 13, I was at the game, and I think I was 25.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it, man. Fresh blood, young blood, dude. You're going to learn a lot. So we're excited. Okay, cool. You guys know who Alex is. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just hope I can do the best work here for you guys, and I hope I can bring RSL Nation the best RSL news.
You will, dude. You will. Yeah.
Just solidifying RSL show as the number one RSL podcast.
So. Yeah, bro. And well, next to
in English.
In English, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're number one in Spanish. We're number one in English.
Yeah,
exactly. We're sister shows.
Yeah, we are.
If we're number one, they're number one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, bro. Okay, let's get started. So, you know, you probably shared your thoughts on the last match, probably on El Show RSL. And, you know,
he can solve something for us.
Well, what's that?
Whose goal was better, Cordova or Glenn?
Yeah, dude, we had a whole debate, bro. Who had actually? Let's toss them all into the bucket.
Okay, yeah, so you can throw Bobby Wood in there, but we know
so
that's at the bottom.
Who had the best goal and why? Was it Bobby Wood? Was it Sergio Cordova? Or was it Justin Glad?
I'm gonna go with Justin Glad.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna go with Justin Glad because,
bro, get out of here.
Because RSL has historically been bad at set pieces. We were one of the worst teams set piece wise a couple years ago, and that's incredibly improved since even since under Freddy Juarez.
Well, you know, Freddy Juarez had a set piece coach.
He did.
And it didn't work.
It did.
We haven't been good at set pieces since Borges and Olave.
You got Marcelo Silva now scoring off corners. You got Justin Glad scoring off corners. You got Justin Glad scoring off free kicks. Like the way the corners, Pablo Ruiz. The way he does his corners, man, amazing. I'm glad RSL is finally being able to do something on set pieces because I think that's something that they lacked for a very long time.
Helps not having Luke Mulholland service the ball. I'm just saying.
You just said a name that, like, I forgot about him.
Do you remember when the downtown team store was closing and you were like, Josh, you want a jersey? And you got me Mulholland.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got your Mulholland jersey. So Justin Glad?
I'm going to go with Jay Glad.
I mean,
we're on the same page. Just saying.
Cool. Okay, so you're coming from like, hey, we're historically bad at set pieces.
It's just a better.
You
goal.
Still think that's the best goal
of that night? Yes.
You don't think Sergio Cordova, inside the box with two defenders, a goalkeeper in
that,
front of him,
that ball was lucky to go in the back of the net,
settling the ball on his chest,
taking it straight into the
goalkeeper's
hand. It did have a little bit of luck. It did have a little bit of luck.
I don't think it was luck.
You don't think Justin?
Had,
you don't think Justin Glad
Steve
diving?
Clark, had Steve Clark been there, that would not have gone in.
Yeah, no, that's true. He wasn't playing.
No,
was he?
Steve Clark was off because he just had a kid. He just had
that
a baby.
That guy kills us, man.
Steve Clark historically has been crazy against us, and so in
yeah,
looking
true.
At that, you Steve Clark starts that game, that goal probably doesn't go in.
Hmm. All right, all right,
you lose.
Been humbled by the intern. It's all good. All right, fine.
Well, that's
no disrespect. No disrespect to Cordova. No disrespect to Cordova. I think Cordova is finally getting his opportunity to score goals.
Yeah.
And if it goes in like that, so be it. Like he needs that confidence.
Yeah, goal's a goal.
Yeah.
He took the shot. It went in. It's fine. But
yeah. All right.
0-3, Andy.
Cool. All right. All right. That's very okay. Whatever. Yeah. All right, Vancouver. Let's do a quick preview for the fans of RSL. So Vancouver currently sitting third from last place.
Hold on a second, El Show or so.
I did say 12th place in our show. So
okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's
we just have to give you a hard time.
Yeah. So we're going up a team right now that's got a pretty bad record. It is away. So
it's a loss.
No.
Away against a bad team that has like choke all over it. That has trap game written all over it.
Historically speaking,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, you think so?
Most likely.
So, what are the results? Like, what are we all anticipating? Because here we have a team in Vancouver that, you know, their last few results actually haven't been too bad. Go ahead, bro.
They won 2-1 against FC Dallas at BC Place not too long ago, and right now FC Dallas is one of the hottest teams in the league. And then they've only lost two games in the last 15 games at BC Place.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, odds are early red card for RSL on a stupid fluke, and then we lose.
Wow.
So no, but look, honestly, I'm more afraid to say we're going to win because I feel like I'm jinxing it. So we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Lose, win.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, according to Trey, I mean, it's just.
Well, I mean, Trey Lasso, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Trey Lasso.
He's way too positive. No, I love the positivity, but. Yeah, I mean, we have a fantastic opportunity to pick up 3 points in Vancouver. Don't get me wrong, but it just has. Like, if someone spray painted trap game on the riot, like. Yeah, it's a trap game.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, 2-1 FC Dallas, but after that, they lose to Charlotte full-time 2-1. Going back a few results prior to that, yeah, beating Toronto 1-0, tying with San Jose 3-3. So, I mean, they're scoring goals, but they just tend to get beaten by slightly better teams, but... I mean, even going back, I mean, they beat Sporting KC.
Sporting KC is bad, though.
And and they stayed pretty close to Portland. 2-3 result, just losing by one.
Kind of bad now.
And SKC was a penalty.
It was.
So,
it was a PK.
How long till Vermes is fired?
I said at the beginning of El Show RSL this season that this was Peter Vermes's last year.
I hope
and
so.
I'm sticking to that.
I can't stand
you think
that,
so?
Man.
I think he's done.
I don't, I bet you they. I can see them like, no, we're going to stick through it. We're going to rebuild with Pete. Just to spite us all.
Yeah. I don't think so, man.
Oh, man. He's,
I don't know.
I've had seen some interactions with him in some post games. He's just not a pleasant fella.
Yeah. Yeah. He usually, yeah, he went viral. This when how long ago was that? That he like went viral for saying something about was he going on at the refs?
Yeah, it was one of the same times Petke went viral.
Maybe.
Might have been the same game.
Yeah. So Alex, we'll wrap this up. I mean, it's just a quick, brief preview.
Well, no, we still got to talk about Luna and Amir.
I know. Well, all right, let's cover that.
Well, so, prediction first.
Prediction score?
Yeah.
Vancouver, taking into account with like how the team is playing, the positivity, strong squad. I'm gonna say it's. I'll say 2-1 result for Real Salt Lake, but they will trail by one going into the half. So 1-0 at the course, half, yeah. And then 2-1 come back and score goals.
Well, I'm going to go for a win-loss at 2-2.
Okay.
A win-loss is now a tie.
You think so?
Maybe 2-2, yeah.
What about Isaac?
I think Bobby Wood gets his goal.
Oh.
And then maybe Severino gets his goal as well.
Wow.
So I'm going 2-0.
Wow.
I am very thankful that Sava passed on his international call-up.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about you,
Alex? I'm going to go 2-1 RSL as well.
All right.
Okay. The game is shaping up, like I said, with the way Vancouver's playing, with the way RSL is playing, it's shaping up to be one of those gritty Canada wins with 2-1.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. You know, I honestly just can't get – there's a match in Vancouver where Borchers got a red card for, like, laying on the ground and the ball, like, landing on him on his hand. And I'll just never get that out of my head. And we got thrashed that game. And, like, that's just always how Vancouver goes for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid, I know.
So let's start with the Demir news, and then we'll talk about Luna afterwards. So Demir Krylock, back surgery. When was the time frame? Like when did he stop playing with RSL?
Easter. Last time he played was against NYCFC.
Okay. Yeah. So
it's been a minute.
Is undergoing back problems. It's weird because like you see him at training, walking around just fine. He even dresses up for training, but he's not.
Yeah, he just like
really
jogs
out there.
And,
yeah, he's just kind of chilling. So, we had asked him at one of the trainings if he was like feeling better or if he felt like he was going to be back and back soon with the squad, and he seemed hopeful. But with today's news, surgery sounds like it was a good surgery. But what's really concerning, I don't know where I heard this, but back surgeries in general.
Don't go well.
They don't go well.
Yeah. I'm honestly afraid that, like, the best of Demir's time has gone now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's been robbed from him.
You're thinking, like,
I'm hoping I'm wrong, but, like.
You're thinking, like, almost like a forced into retirement type thing?
I worry. I hope not, because he's a tank. He's a machine. But, like, back stuff is just so unpredictable, man. Like, without your back, you're nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So, I just worry, like, we saw it with Luke Mulholland and his back issues. You know, a lot of guys are just never the same, so fingers crossed he'll be fine. I'm hoping that the decision to go get this quote-unquote season-ending surgery was more of a permanent fix to prolong his career instead of, like, you know, little things here and there that are Band-Aids to kind of just get him through the end of the season. So I'm kind of hoping that's the direction we've gone, where it's been not they've been keeping it secret from us, but, like, they've just been waiting to see what course of action Demir chooses, right?
Right.
So I'm hoping it was just a, let's just take care of it now, be done, pick it back up next year, instead of, you know, get injections, maybe be feeling good, maybe don't, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
it sounds like he had a herniated disc that was, like, pushing into his spinal cord.
Man. Oof.
Rough, dude. Yeah. Like, think no that, thanks.
It happened during New York City, right?
When they were probably playing on that stupid field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turf. What are your thoughts, man? Have you, like, have you seen or heard, or did you guys discuss this on your...
Yeah, we just discussed the injury to Krylock, and we agree. We're all in agreement that it's probably the end of the season, for sure. But I fully expect RSL to be in the playoffs this year. I think that's... yeah, I do. And so we were talking that hopefully, just with the way Demir carries himself and the way Demir is, we hope that he's just going to be working back to, you know, kind of make it back in time for the playoffs for us.
Come have a Sabo moment off the bench.
Yeah.
Immediately score a header.
It's possible.
All-time legend status it's, immediately.
Wins MLS Cup for us.
Yeah. Oh, dude, off the bench, MLS Cup 2022. Oh, my God. Right off a corner, Demir scores.
Or he doesn't play, it goes to PKs, and then they, like, let him in to take, like, the fifth
Or they
kick.
Sub him in to play keeper. Keeper gets hurt. Demir throws the gloves on.
Whatever, dude. All right, anyways. Finish
just writing a movie.
Yeah, finish your thought out, Alex.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about how we're super optimistic for him to be back in time for the playoffs. But we do understand that, like, at his age, you know, he's up there in age, and so...
Oh, careful. We're up there in age, too, then.
He is.
Sheesh.
Speaking, talking from a soccer perspective...
Josh has got back problems, too, though. Yeah.
I'm also fat.
Yeah. If the best course for him to come back 100% is to sit him out for the whole season, though, like, I totally understand it. He's your leader. He's the guy who carries kind of the image of RSL right now. And so it's makes the most sense to just make sure he's back completely and 100% before he steps on the field again.
Are you worried that this team evolves with new signings, etc., evolves past the need for a Demir?
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
We saw that with Albert.
Yeah.
Right.
It's definitely possible right now when you're bringing in a guy like Luna, when you're bringing in a guy like Savarino, and you're bringing in Anderson Julio back, Michael Chang and Justin Miriam are having one of the best seasons across the league. And so it's definitely a possibility. But just, I guess, looking at it kind of just from a fan perspective, I guess, is he's the leader. He's the image of RSL right now. He take all the time you need.
Yeah.
And we hope he has a speedy recovery.
Yeah. That's all you could hope for.
Mm-hmm. That's a real bummer, though. Like, it always is. Happens to the nicest guys.
It's
right?
Like the team's getting hot, sellout crowds.
Everything's going well. He survived
vibes.
The DLH era.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID era, and now it's back injury. And
it could have happened to, like, the worst person on the squad, you know, like.
Someone that doesn't play and no one would even realize they were hurt. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not your captain.
Yeah. Man. Mm. All right. Demir, all the best, dude. He posted something today on Instagram. Mm. Heartfelt message. RSL Show tweeted it out. I'm sure you guys all saw it. But, we wish him a speedy recovery. And I agree with Alex. Take as long as you need, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we win the cup, like, that's... It's not like a faceless cup for Demir. It's like he obviously impacted this team.
Yeah, right. And I do appreciate that he's, you know, he stayed in Salt Lake City throughout this whole thing. He's going to continue to stay here. He'll be around the team. He'll still have an impact, right? He's not running off somewhere else. Like, let's bash Albert for a minute.
Okay.
Completely different.
Well, no, but, like, if this injury were to happen to Albert and he had a season-ending surgery, do you see him chilling in Salt Lake City, or do you see him going home?
Yeah, I...
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows, man?
Who knows? I mean, Albert could stay, but I just felt like bashing him.
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
You know, Demir's in one of the best states for, you know, for treatment, I would say. I would think.
I mean, the surgery's in California, though.
All right. You know what I mean. All right. Cool. Okay. Luna. Some Luna news.
Yeah, finally a U22 player, huh? Huh? Yeah.
You know, okay, yeah. So you know what's weird is we did the show at the stadium, and Trey had mentioned it, but we were so distracted with the cars driving by that we just, like, totally blew over it.
Yeah, I watched that, and I was like, no follow-up question, huh? Just the car.
Dude, it was weird, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have never been standing in the North goal and just had two cars drive by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a lapse in concentration.
Right.
But
well, and it was windy, and we were both being super self-conscious. You know,
it was hot out there.
It was very hot.
And Trey can talk.
So. I think he mentions it twice actually to you guys.
You know, he might.
And you guys blow right over it.
Or maybe we were just sworn to secrecy.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you guys know anything about Luna? You said you did some research today.
Yeah, I've watched him play, you know, watched the highlights with him with El Paso.
So what do you think?
Dude, he's a good player.
There's a lot of things that I've seen or just read, like, more so headlines where it's, you know, kind of hyping up a player of this caliber. But I also saw something interesting from RSL fans just kind of saying, like, you know, I'll leave that part out.
Say it.
Well, it's just like... It was like a meme, but it was more so, you know, do we want to put more focus on, you know, kids in the academy that are coming up, or do we want to put more focus on, you know, players who are a little overhyped, who are younger, that are coming over?
I wouldn't say he's overhyped. I feel like this is this guy's ready moment, right?
Yeah.
He's been playing at a high level in USL with El Paso, who's a very good team in USL. Mm-hmm. You know, like Jude Wellings, I don't think he's quite ready. Like, this kid been tearing it up with El Paso. Like, if not now, when, right? Like, so this guy's available for a pretty good deal, right? Like, it's a record fee between MLS and USL, like $250K. Then you have to pay San Jose $50K because he was in their academy or whatever.
Sure.
So right now it's more of a pick up a young talent that's ready to go, right? Hopefully get him some minutes and then sell him. That's what I see this as, is a quick flip, right? Keep him for 2 years, 21, he's off to Europe. That's all this is to me. Like, and he can help us on the way. He's a good player, dude. He's tidy. I don't know where he fits quite yet, but he's a tidy player.
Gotcha.
Quick on the ball, great vision. He's pretty big. Like, not fat. Like, he's not tall. He's like 5'8 and like 180 pounds.
Like a pit bull?
Kind of, yeah. He looks like he could be mean. You know what
I mean? Yeah, he's a mean player, man.
Yeah, he's going to have that personality, that bite that we kind of miss on the field sometimes. Like, I'm pumped, dude. I honestly hope we see him come in and make an impact real quick. I don't want to see him just, like, sitting on the bench or not in the 18. I want to see him play away.
Yeah. Well, I know it's someone that we don't have a lot of info on. Alex, anything you guys talked about? I'm just, dude, this is the new show. I'm just going to be like, hey, what would you guys say on El Show RSL?
Yeah,
I'll
just
repeat it.
Research, carry it. Carry it, intern.
Basically, the way I see it is the timing could not be better for Luna. He's 18, U22 initiative for RSL. It's, you just announced that you're captain, your I guess most creative player in some cases is out for the season. There's no better time for Diego Luna to be joining this squad right now. He's a player who can definitely slot in and play that Demir Krylak role because he's kind of a playmaker.
I want to see him play behind Cordova.
I think that would be a good matchup up top.
Have him like run off Cordova, dude. I think that could be fire.
I think that's kind of, like I said, dude, it's perfect timing because you got Krylak out, who's possibly out for the entire season. He's going to get minutes because of that. And it definitely gives Pablo Mastroianni options to open up more the formation, kind of switch away from that 4-4-2 that he's been using and kind of revert back to that 4-2-3-1 that we're used to seeing earlier on when Demir was on the field.
Yep.
So, you know, one thing that I like about this is... yeah, we have a great academy, and we've got a lot of talented product to pull from that. But what this is kind of showing is that we're not just like a one-trick pony and just only relying on the academy for players like this. So I like to see the move coming from somewhere else where somebody is having success, like you said, in the USL, and bring them in and see what they can do. I like that a lot.
If Colorado signed him and we were like, oh, Colorado was just signing a new USL player, and 2 years from now he's tearing it up and gets sold to, you know, Spain or something, we'd be like, oh, Colorado had that right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's a solid gamble for me. It's a solid roll of dice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm happy about it. A little indifferent about it just because we don't know. You never know until they come on and actually get minutes with us, right?
Right.
I mean, it could be a situation where he hits the gates hot. Or it could be something where it's like Chris Garcia. Like you
or
only
Corey
see
Corey Baird it, you know?
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, and then you never see him again.
Man. Subbed what off a at tough halftime. Shake, huh?
Yeah, feel bad for him a little bit.
I like Corey Baird. I like to think that he's doing well. His stint with LAFC was really weird.
And then, you knew that was going to be short.
Yeah. So, yeah. It, you know, but I love to see it. I love to see, you know, players still in the league getting paid, doing their thing. And,
right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
The real thing will be is if we see him in the 18 or if we see him loaned back to USL.
Yeah.
If he's in the 18, they see something. If they loan him back, then he wasn't ready and this was all a waste of time.
Yeah, got it. Cool. Well, we are going to wrap it up there. Just something very simple. We're not going to take too much of your time, Alex. But we're excited, man. When's the next home match? Do we know?
June 18th. The one June 18th. The one we are trying to have big plans for.
June 18th, yeah. So, actually, yeah. And he did confirm. So, I'm gonna go to... Yep. So, I'm going to have a cool guest with me. I'm going to go create some content. Got it all KSL approved. I'm going to take somebody basically that's never been to an RSL game in their life ever, and we're going to get them the royal treatment, get exclusive access. That'll be a day where I'll get to spend the entire day at Real Salt Lake. And so you're coming with me.
I'll be there.
You'll be there with me, hopefully. You'll be there. It's just going to be a great time. But
we'll be
Alex,
pumping out some content that day, man.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Alex, we're happy to have you, man. We're glad that you said yes. And now, the cool thing about this, dude, is we're going to cut you guys loose. Like, you and Isaac and sometimes Josh, like, whatever content you guys want to create, RSL-based, you just let us know what you need, and
you guys can go. Assignment, you two, figure out something cool you guys can go do that's unique.
Yeah.
You got a producer, and you got a...
We can make a nice little TikTok, huh?
Oh, I would love if you started doing some TikTok dances, Isaac.
Let's go sit with La Barra.
Okay.
And just video ourselves there
honestly,
the entire game.
Do it.
Yeah.
We could make an RSL dance, and that'll be the new thing.
Yeah, we could, yeah.
It'll be Justin Glad. A little bit of Justin Glad. And...
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, dude, we're excited, man. So... everybody give Alex a warm welcome. Feel free to welcome him to the RSL show. And if you guys want to learn Spanish, El Show RSL exists. Again, we're very excited. This is just going to bring more content to Real Salt Lake fan base.
Yes, sir.
But, dude, we got some cool connections, man. So we're going to make some cool stuff happen. It's going to be
dope. Let's do it, bro. I'm excited.
This should be a fun summer. We got some ideas. So.
It's going to be
I'm
a
excited,
fun
man.
Yes, sir.
We got to, like, initiate Alex, though. Like,
oh, we
bleach your hair or something?
No. We need to have Dunny nutmeg him.
Oh. You want to go one-on-one with Dunny, dude?
I think I could take Dunny.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Dunny, if you're listening, like...
You play soccer, though, a
totally
little bit?
Not anymore, dude. I'm retired.
I'm retired.
You realize, like, you have to come to pickup games, though.
Oh, I'll come. But, like, I
Shia
can,
and
Michael
are
like,
going to two-foot you.
You can get, like, a good 20-second sprint out of me, and then I'm, like, done for the rest of the day.
Oh, well, that's me, bro. That's us,
I think
dude.
That's everybody that goes.
I'm retired,
wow. So, like, you're young on paper, but metabolically, like, you're 36.
I got, like, the body of, like, an 80-year-old man. Like,
okay.
My knees are always buckling and hurting. Yeah. Like,
we'll work on it, dude. see us, dude? We got a little pencil.
Yeah, we're going to the RSL gym boot camp.
We're
going
to go to do an RSL boot camp.
Like we got 15 before the 18th.
Yeah, we're gonna shed some pounds.
Yeah, we gotta look good on camera.
Oh, that's true, bro. Dude. No pressure. You don't have to get in. You know, we're not body shaming.
I'm body shaming myself.
But if you want to come to the gym or whatever, we're gonna do that too. So you're looking strong right now. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
I know how to make myself big.
All right,
in a good way.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to the RSL show. We are sponsored by One Wire Fiber. We are on the KSL Sports Network. Follow us on all the social media. And again, go follow at Annapolis Alex, yeah?
At Annapolis Alex.
All right, cool.
I should probably follow you.
Yeah.
Can we give a birthday shout out
to
somebody?
Who?
To
who?
To Alex's brother, Saul.
Oh, it's your brother's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh,
Saul's
yeah.
Saul's your brother?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, Saul's his
happy
brother.
Birthday, Saul. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah, dude, love you. I don't think he listens, but I will tell him. Because the birthday shout-out's going
I'll
into the
too,
show.
We gave him a little birthday shout-out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Small Lake City, dude.
I know. That's his little brother. I didn't even... They're like best friends or I don't know. Weird. It's weird.
Yeah. It's my boy.
Yeah. All right, Kai.
Anyway.
All right, guys. Yep, take it easy. Keep it here for the RSL content, the best RSL content in the state, next to El Show RSL. See you guys. Oh, and if watch out, because we might steal your hosts.
Oh.